More details have been released on the crop prediction for this past week. Corn production, they said, would be up 3% from August and up 3% from last year. But the big surprise is the average yield per acre, 171.7 bushels per acre. That's up 4.3 bushels from August and up 12.9 bushels per acre from last year. This would be the highest average yield and the highest production on record in the United States. The area of corn harvest was 83.8 million acres, and that is down 4% from last year. More details on soybeans, they showed that they were average 46.6 bushels per acre. That is a record high for soybeans, and that is up 3.3 bushels per acre from last year. The acreage on soybeans is also up 11% from last year to 84.1 million acres, and the yield will be about 3.91 billion bushels, and that is up 19% from last year. On cotton, they're showing cotton forecast. That was down 5% from August, but up 28% from last year. And the yield will average about 803 pounds per harvested acre, and that is down 2% from last year. On peanuts, peanuts in the loan from the 2013 crop are quickly disappearing. They dropped down to 45,000 tons. That's all that remains from last year's crop in the loan. Last year on this date, we had 323,000 tons. So peanuts are moving out of the loan. It looks like there'll be no cost to the government this year on the peanut program. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.